Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Picture Book of Birds. A gift book for Alzheimer's patients and seniors with dementia is a short photographic picture book by Sunny Street Books designed for readers who benefit from simple, calming visual material rather than dense text. As part of a specialized line of dementia-friendly books, it focuses on full-color bird photography presented in a manageable, softcover format. The content is intentionally minimal. Each page centers on a bird image, with the bird name displayed in large print, reducing cognitive load and making the book easy to browse. Its purpose is practical rather than literary, offering an accessible shared activity for seniors, caregivers, and family members. The book also reflects a careful approach to dignity, since it avoids heavy framing or infantilized design and is presented as a normal-looking gift book rather than something overtly medical. In that way, it sits at the intersection of visual leisure, memory support, and respectful caregiving material. I will give you key takeaways from this book. A dementia-friendly picture book built around visual recognition. The book is structured around a simple idea: visual recognition can be easier and more rewarding than reading long passages for seniors with Alzheimer's disease or dementia. By using bird photographs as the central content, it gives readers something concrete to observe without requiring sustained attention to text. This matters because many dementia-oriented books either over-explain, use childish styling, or ask too much of readers who may already feel fatigued by dense material. Here, the photograph itself carries the experience. A bird may trigger recognition, curiosity, or conversation even when memory and language are limited. That makes the book useful not only as entertainment, but also as a low-pressure point of engagement. The format supports repeated browsing, since each page offers a self-contained image that does not depend on prior pages. In that sense, the book is not trying to teach ornithology or deliver a narrative arc. It is designed as a steady visual anchor, which is exactly what makes it appropriate for readers whose needs are more about calm attention than information density. Large print naming keeps the design simple without removing adult dignity. One of the book's most important design choices is the use of only the bird name in large. Highly readable type, that small amount of text does several jobs at once. It gives the reader a label to connect with the image, supports light reading practice, and helps caregivers or family members start conversation without overwhelming anyone. At the same time, the book avoids the mistake of over-explaining each image, which would make the pages feel cluttered and harder to navigate. The large print is not just an accessibility feature for readers with vision challenges, it also signals that the book has been built for ease of use. Importantly, the design avoids a juvenile style. For older adults, particularly those with cognitive decline, this distinction matters. A book that looks like a children's product can feel patronizing, while a purely academic photo book can feel too demanding. This title aims for a middle ground, simple, respectful, and visually polished. The result is a book that preserves adult presentation while still being easy to use for readers with reduced attention or reading stamina. Thirdly, a discreet gift book that avoids labeling the recipient. A notable part of the book's positioning is that it does not announce dementia or Alzheimer's within the book itself or, according to the publisher's description, its packaging. That choice reflects an understanding of the social sensitivity surrounding memory loss. Many caregivers want a helpful book that can be given without making the recipient feel singled out or embarrassed. The discreet presentation allows the book to function as a normal gift item rather than a medical accessory. This is a practical design strategy as well as a social one. If a book looks openly clinical, it may create resistance, especially from readers who still want to see themselves as independent adults. By keeping the external framing neutral, the book lowers that barrier. This approach also broadens the book's use beyond a narrow caregiving setting. It can be placed on a coffee table, brought to a facility, or handed to a family member without drawing attention to the reason it was chosen. The discretion is therefore not cosmetic. It is part of the book's core usefulness because it helps preserve dignity while still serving a specific supportive purpose. Fourthly, balanced bird selection encourages both familiarity and curiosity. The book is described as including both familiar backyard birds and more colorful exotic species. And that balance is important to how it works. Familiar birds can offer immediate recognition, which is often valuable for readers with dementia because recognition can feel reassuring and rewarding. Exotic birds, by contrast, add novelty and visual interest, creating a mild sense of discovery without requiring complicated explanation. This mix prevents the experience from becoming repetitive. It also gives caregivers more room to guide conversation at different levels of ability. A well-known bird can prompt recollection of seasons, gardens, or earlier routines, while a striking unfamiliar bird can simply invite observation and reaction. The result is a book that supports flexible interaction rather than a fixed reading method. That flexibility matters in dementia care, where attention, mood, and communication can vary widely from day to day. By combining recognizable and surprising images, the book provides both comfort and stimulation. It is therefore not just a collection of bird photos. It is a deliberately paced visual set that can adapt to different emotional states and conversation needs. Lastly, a caregiver tool designed for calm interaction and easy handling. Beyond its visual content, the book is shaped as a caregiving tool. The 40-page, 6x9 softcover format is manageable to hold, easy to carry, and less physically demanding than large photography books. That is especially relevant for seniors with reduced strength or coordination, and for caregivers who need a book that can be used quickly in daily routines. The publisher also positions the book as useful for encouraging peaceful interaction and helping calm emotional reactions, which places it in a practical caregiving context rather than a purely recreational one. Because each page is simple, caregivers can use the book in short sessions without needing a set reading schedule or extended concentration. This makes it adaptable to bedside use, visits, or group settings. It can also support nonverbal engagement, since the images themselves do much of the work. Compared with many similar books, what stands out is the combination of portability, visual clarity, and respect for the reader's dignity. It is built to be handled easily, used gently, and returned to often, which is exactly the kind of repetition many dementia-friendly materials are meant to support. In conclusion, this book is best suited for seniors with Alzheimer's disease or dementia, as well as caregivers, family members, and activity coordinators looking for a low-pressure way to connect through images. It is also useful for readers with vision, speech, or strength limitations who may find standard books tiring or frustrating. Its main benefit is not informational depth, but accessibility. It offers a calm visual experience, a minimal reading burden, and a format that supports short, repeated use. Compared with many bird books, it is more accessible. Compared with many dementia activity books, it is more respectful in presentation and more polished in visual design. That combination is what makes it stand out. It does not rely on childish artwork, therapeutic jargon, or heavy explanatory text. Instead, it uses high-quality bird photography, large print labels, and a discreet, adult-looking format to create a book that can be given and used without stigma. For readers who respond well to clear images and simple structure, it offers a practical, dignified, and repeatable way to engage attention and support interaction. If you would like to support Sunny Street Books, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.